As many of you probably know, I'm really not that much into celebrity stories. I suppose that stems from the fact that I'm really not much interested in the lives of celebrities. But when I was given the Adam Sandler, Jeffrey Epstein animal sex farm story, I decided that people should really hear about this, especially because that was the last wish of a dying man. One very important thing I want you to know is that I am not in any way endorsing bestiality. I'm merely pointing out what has been documented throughout human history. That if there is anything vaguely resembling a hole, human males have at least attempted to fuck it. That includes the tailpipes of vehicles. And no, I'm not kidding. You see, most celebrity sex stories that typically come up involve ordinary and quite boring details, such as who they're currently fucking, or why they're currently fucking that person, or perhaps even why they are no longer fucking that person, and who they were supposed to be currently fucking. Now, I don't know about you, but that kind of thing just simply bores me to no fucking tears. But when I was given this story from a very reliable source that's not about the who that a celebrity is fucking, but the it, that's entirely different. And it involves Adam Sandler, Jeffrey Epstein, and a recently deceased German farmer and self-proclaimed love animal attaché named Klaus Goodwiener from the town of Vasidas, near the Black Forest. Please forgive my lack of German. The story, which is also available in the original German audio, goes like this. Approximately 20 years ago, and I'm going to let you know that Mr. Goodwiener, even though he was basically relating this story on his deathbed, refused to give specifics. Because according to him, this kind of thing has been going on in Hollywood for a long time, and Hollywood would basically be destroyed if Americans came to know and fully understand that there really was a Porky Pig, which is who introduced Nikki Lowballs to him, aka Adam Sandler, and how he got to know Adam Sandler. According to Goodwiener, I got to know Nikki around 20 years ago. He was just getting well known in the entertainment business then, and he was introduced to me by Itchy Ass, who I had known for several years. Let me explain. In this place, everybody had an alias. Nobody used their real name at any time. Another famous Hollywood performer who everyone would know was Jimmy Jackoff, who just passed away a few years ago. But Nikki, Adam Sandler, went by Nikki Lowballs. So I'm telling you all of this now because I'm dying. And I swore an oath to all my clients and many others involved or employed, including Nikki, that I wouldn't speak a word of anything that has happened in the past to my dying day. Well, it's my dying fucking day, so I guess now I can say whatever the hell I want, yes? End quote. So before I go any further talking about bestiality and Adam Sandler or anybody else for that matter, this is one of the very few things in my life that I simply don't really have an opinion on, one way or the other. Right now, I don't personally know why a man would choose to do such a thing. But hell, pedophiles want to have sex with children. which I believe is wrong without hesitation, because it can really fuck up kids, which in turn can produce fucked up adults. But Adam Sandler is not a pedophile, at least not to my knowledge. But apparently, over the course of 1 or 2 days, according to Mr. Goodviener, Sandler was copulating with every animal there uncontrollably, and furthermore showed no interest in the woman that he came with or any of the women who were already there. So, if all of this in fact is true, then the question remains, are these types of behaviors possible or even probable with someone high on drugs? Or, you know, is it much more likely that Sandler was simply acting out deeply repressed desires, and when the opportunity afforded itself, gave way to those desires with tremendous passion, without the least bit of regard of any future repercussions, such as the very episode you're hearing or seeing right now? So who was the friend of a friend who introduced Adam Sandler to Klaus Goodviener? None other than the person I mentioned earlier, Itchy S, otherwise known as Jeffrey Epstein. Now, although this episode is not about the late Jeffrey Epstein, there is one shocking revelation that was given by Goodviener about Epstein, and this really shocked the hell out of me. Now, according to Goodviener, Jeffrey Epstein's image as a playboy, as seen in countless photographs, especially those with very young women, many of which had supposedly been identified as teenage girls, was a carefully constructed image. In reality, Epstein's sexual cravings had absolutely nothing to do with young teenage girls. As a matter of fact, he was not interested in human women at all. Goodviener stated, quote, "No, Itchy Ass, Epstein, had absolutely no interest in women at all, none. His only real interest seemed to be in barring geese and Slovakian falling sheep. Every now and then, when he was depressed or anxious, he would request a platypus or a skunk, but absolutely never a woman. His only caveat was that before he would engage with any animal, he had to be fully dressed from head to toe as a woman. Of course, we catered and provided such services, hair, nails, expensive stiletto shoes, complete makeup, anything he wanted, but I never personally saw him show the slightest interest in any human female." End quote. The interview was fairly long, well, at least for someone on their deathbed, so I've had to cut it down quite a bit to what I feel are the two most pertinent questions. The first question. When the interviewer pointed out to Goodviener when he must have entertained quite a few clients over the years, why was he so specific in pointing out Sandler? Was there anything in particular he had done to warrant his incredible level of anger towards Sandler? To which the interviewer stated after the interview that almost instantaneously, Goodviener's eyes flew wide open, and he rose up, reaching out his arm and pointing at the interviewer, apparently using the last of his physical and mental strength to make something perfectly clear. He spoke with great passion, simultaneously crying, yet enraged. He said, that man, that idiotic son of a bitch man, and one evening destroyed all of my animals, my business, and my life. Quite a few animals had been supplied to him, but he killed them. You're not supposed to kill them. Then he went around to all the clients' rooms, taking all of the animals from the clients, kicking, punching, or biting them, so he could have them for himself. He's fucking and was killing every damn one of them, and there was nothing I could do. What am I supposed to do? You think I could call the police? How the hell could I call the police? Hello, police. Yes, I have an insane man here who's running around fucking and killing all of my animals and my clients' animals. Please send someone right away. Is that what the hell I was supposed to say on the phone? That is why I hate Adam Sandler. He completely ruined my fucking life and broke my heart. That is why I'm lying here dying now. End quote. And now it's time for a brief message for our sponsors, you. Did you know that university studies have proven conclusively, without a doubt, that if just 1% of the American population were to tune in and subscribe to the Ernest Mann Show, that it would end taxes? Now back to the show. The second and last question that was asked of Goodvener, apparently after he had regained his composure, you know, as much as a dying man can regain his composure, the interviewer said, so this entire interview was simply to get all this off your chest then? To make peace with yourself and the world before you're moving on? Goodvener's response was a bit surprising. Yes, for both reasons you expressed, and for one entirely selfish one you didn't. Revenge. For all the great evil done to me, for all the great suffering and misery he has caused in my life, and basically ended my life, I want the entire world to know all of this, so that the very same things which happened to me shall happen to Adam Sandler tenfold, and that he gets fucked by an Alaskan buffalo with rabies 1,000 times. That's all I have to say. End quote. Wow. What the hell does one say after hearing a story like that? I'm speechless. If you like this episode or didn't like it, or if you have any other opinions, drop me a line. Until next Monday or Friday, if this isn't Ernest, what is?